Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House continuing to stand by President Trump's insistence that former President Barack Obama wiretap the phones at Trump Tower in New York during last year's presidential campaign, even though they have not offered any evidence. Trump spokesman Sean Spicer quoted Fox News coverage suggesting that Britain's government communications headquarters might be implicated in the alleged wiretapping.
Last on Fox News on March 14th, Judge Andrew Napolitano made the following statement, quote, three intelligence sources have informed Fox News that President Obama went outside the chain of command. He didn't use the NSA, he didn't use the CIA, he didn't use the FBI, and he didn't use the Department of Justice. He used GCHQ.
Top two members of the Senate Intelligence Committee released a statement declaring there is no indication that Trump Tower was the subject of surveillance by the U.S. government before or after the 2016 election. Spicer suggested the statement from Republican Senator Richard Burr and Democrat Mark Warner was made without a full review of the evidence or a briefing from the Justice Department. President Trump's own words have come back somewhat to haunt him as he tries to launch an executive order on travel, one that will actually work this time without court interference. Two U.S. federal courts have issued temporary restraining orders against the president's second attempt at a travel order that would limit who can enter the country. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu is warning of religious wars coming to Europe in response to the re-election of Mark Rutte as the Dutch prime minister. The Turkish president said Rutte had lost Turkey as a friend, even though he beat out Geert Wilders, whom Cavusoglu described as a fascist. This is VOA News.